In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Rich's Morning News, News Radio WRVA, Gary Hess in for Rich Herrera. Now, for those of you that know me, you know my background is in sports. I can talk news and current events with the best of them. But if I can ever slip away and talk sports, I'm going to jump at the chance. So we bring in my friend, CBS 6 Sports Director, longtime CBS 6 Sports Director, Lane Casadante. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Gary. How's everybody?
I think we're doing good. Happy Thanksgiving week and all of that, and that means football. And let's start with that. UVA, Virginia Tech, you know, the ongoing storyline here is how Tech dominates this series. And so when you look at it in this year's terms alone, UVA 9-2, need a win to get to the conference championship game. Virginia Tech struggling this year and has its new man in James Franklin playing in Charlottesville. The dynamics are unusual when you consider that UVA's only won this game once in 20 years.
And that, just by law of averages, is just unreal to think about, right? Because you would have to believe that somewhere along the line they would get one or two there, but it just hasn't happened. And the prevailing wisdom about this year, given the entire scenario that you just laid out, is if UVA doesn't get them this year, they may never get them. And with everything that's on the line for them, everything that you just mentioned, there should be no way that they are not ready to play this game. They're coming off a bye week as well. They did not play this past Saturday. So, it's all laid out for them. You can't ask for anything more when you're in a situation like that than to have everything right in front of you. You control your destiny, as the saying goes, and then they absolutely do that.
It has been a great season for UVA. There's no other way to put it. 9-2. But you have to wonder, for those that have been around the program for a while, they have to wonder if there's some kind of weird juju surrounding this.
Well, in terms of what? How do you mean?
I just mean in terms of being unable to get wins over the Hokies, even on years where they seem like they're in position to do so.
Well, I can't remember, you may remember who said this, but the other team has scholarship players too. And coaches have used that for years. But, there's always been something for Virginia Tech. And again, UVA is having, the kind of season that they haven't had in a while. So there's that. Virginia Tech has always, when Virginia Tech has needed it, they've always found a way to get it. Virginia Tech, for a long time, just had better teams under Frank Beamer and a lot of the players that went on to play on Sundays up there. So, you would think that somewhere along the line that they'd get more than just one in the last 20 years. That's, a rivalry usually depends on both teams putting something into it. And for a long time, this has been just gone one way.
Lane, talk to me about your take on the excitement surrounding the hire of James Franklin in Blacksburg.
Well, a lot of people, when he became available, he was the first name that a lot of people went to. A lot of the fans were hoping it would go this way. And Whit Babcock admitted on Wednesday when Franklin was introduced that when Franklin became available, that was the first name that went to the committee. And that became the only name in which the committee was interested. And they did everything they could. They focused all of their efforts on bringing him to Blacksburg. He's a fantastic recruiter, including here in Virginia. He's gotten a number of kids from the Commonwealth to come up to Penn State, and he did very well up there. He just couldn't manage to win the big games that they needed to win. Two things I want to remind everybody about James Franklin. Last year, he had Penn State playing in the national semifinals, one game away from playing for a national title. That's pretty good. And 9 weeks ago, he was coaching the number two ranked team in the country. That's how quickly things change now in the era of the NIL and the transfer portal. And there is so much money in this game right now. It always comes back to money, right? There's so much money riding on all of this right now that you can't really afford to have the kind of losses that he had. Will Penn State regret letting him go? That remains to be seen. Will Virginia Tech be happy that they got him? I think they already are. He got through the initial part. He won the press conference. Now the job is to get players in there, to get a staff in there, and now he's got to get on the field and see how he can turn this program around. Starting next year, the honeymoon period for these guys is much, much shorter than it used to be. I know you know this, and you probably brought it up. In Frank Beamer's sixth season in Blacksburg, the Hokies went 2-9-1. If that happens in this day and age, Frank Beamer doesn't get a seventh season, and we never see how he transforms the entire program. It's all different now.
You know, the basketball version of that is when the Duke fans wanted to fire Mike Krzyzewski, and Tom Butter said no, and we all know how that worked out for the Blue Devils. So you're absolutely right, though. Neither one of those things would have happened in this day and age. Speaking of things happening, let's shift gears and take a look at the purple and gold up in Harrisonburg, where Bob Chesney has the Dukes at 10-1 and eyeing the already in the Sun Belt Championship game and eyeing a potential bid to the college football playoff.
And Bob Chesney is just, if you ever get a chance to meet him, obviously my son is a senior up there, and I've been up there a few times for games the last two seasons. Bob Chesney is just an incredibly impressive person. He's very high energy. He is unfailingly positive, and he's the kind of guy that you just want to play for. And he managed to keep a fair amount. And now last year's team wasn't bad up there. They did pretty well. He took over, obviously, for Kurt. Oh, my God. Why can't I remember the name of the Indiana head coach? Signetti. Thank you. Took over for Kurt Signetti. And a lot of people were wondering, well, Signetti wins. Google him. And, you know, what's this new guy going to do when he comes in? And all he did was keep the standard where it is. He's maybe even raised it a little bit. He managed to keep a few players around after Signetti left. He managed to get a few others in there. There are, you know, two of his biggest contributors this year are Nick DeGennaro and Landon Ellis, who came from the Spiders last year and were very productive for the Spiders, and now they're doing the same thing up in Harrisonburg. He's managing to get kids to come to Harrisonburg, one of the smallest towns in the country that still supports, you know, Division I college football. And he has sustained the program, taking it a little bit further. Their problem this year is their strength of schedule. The Sun Belt, you know, outside of James Madison and maybe one other team, hasn't been great this year. Their strength of schedule is what's keeping them from really grabbing on to that group of five spot in the college football playoff. But all they can do is keep winning. They win the Sun Belt title, and they can put their resume out there and say, this is what we've done, and we can and will play with anybody. You remember, they played at Louisville earlier this year, and I believe they were leading that game at the half. So, you know, the teams that they had, the one loss that they had, they were in that game for a very long time against an ACC opponent.
We're talking to Lane Castadante, Sports Director, CBS 6. And, of course, we're talking about Virginia.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Virginia Tech, JMU, and those are the schools that some of the schools that nominate players for the Dudley Award. For the uninitiated, tell folks what the Dudley Award is and where they can see who's going to win it this year.
The Dudley Award is basically Virginia's version of the Heisman Trophy. It's given to the best college football player in Division I across the state. One or one AA, as people like you and I still call it
at times.
Yes, in the FBS or the FCS program. So that's your Richmond's, your William & Mary's, your Norfolk State's, your Hampton's, your Virginia, Virginia Tech, Liberty, JMU. The best player from those divisions is awarded the Bill Dudley Award. It's been handed out since 1990. And since 2004, we have also handed out the Willie Lanier Award, which goes to the best player from schools in Division II, III, or the NAIA level, which is your Randolph Macon's, your Hampden Sydney's, your Virginia Union, Virginia State, schools like that. The two awards are voted on by a panel of 15 sportscasters and sports writers from across the state, and we will be announcing the winners of this year's awards on Thursday, December 11th on CBS 6 at 7:45 that evening.
And I'm very excited, as you mentioned, your son being a student at JMU. My son's a student at Christopher Newport, and the captains, who are undefeated and have a home playoff game this coming Saturday, have a very compelling candidate to win the Lanier Award this year. So I'm very excited to see how he does. Anyway, always great to catch up with you. Enjoy the football this week, and I'm sure we'll see you along the trail as we always do.
We will be out there. Thanks for having me, Gary. Have a great holiday, everyone.
Yep, thank you. That's Link Castadante. Great guy, does a great job, along with Sean, over at CBS 6, the gold standard of covering sports on TV in the Richmond Metro. Okay, we'll step aside. Quick break. We're closing in on Brian Kilmeade coming up at the top of the hour. News Radio WRVA.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.